If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Oh, get that excited? Come on! It's not that exciting. Well, maybe it will be this show. Welcome, folks. The Ray Lucia program starting this hour of Money Power. 844-RAY-SHOW. If you want to check in. 844-729-7469-er. That's the number to call. Also, emails at raylucia.com, raylucia.com. Helping you to make better money moves. Glad to have you on board. A lot of ground to cover today. I hope I can get to it all. A little discussion on behavioral finance, one of my faves. Investing, it's key to be aware of at least the four biases, namely the hot hand fallacy. You know about that one? Regret aversion, confirmation bias, and hindsight bias. I can tell you all about those in a bit. Also, some great stuff out of Dr. Wade Fowle on weighing sequence of returns risk for retirees. Maybe I'll get to that one. We've talked about a lot of this stuff before, but I keep updating you on all the new stuff. For example, how to use active share to find high-performing mutual funds or to check out your particular money manager. This appeared and Think Advisor a while back. But I thought I would share this with you once again as more and more mutual fund companies are sort of coming out of the closet and saying, you know, a lot of our mutual funds are closet indexers, meaning they're just jumping on the indexing bandwagon. And that's not a good thing if you're paying a money manager to manage money for you. So what's the best way to determine whether or not your particular money manager is a closet indexer? Check their active share. Martin J. Crimmins, I think it's J. Martin Kremers, I should say. And some fellow named Petalhisto created this thing called ActiveShare some years back. And a, I guess, not so recently published study can actually help you determine or distinguish between actively managed mutual funds that are primarily closet index funds and those that are truly actively managed by skilled stock pickers. Now, if you believe the hype, there are no good stock pickers left. And therefore, you're better off just throwing all of your money into index funds because they're cheap. because there are no skilled money managers. Therefore, you're never going to beat the market because the fees for active management on average are about 75 basis points, and the fees for an index fund on average are about 15 basis points. Therefore, cheaper is better, and you should go cheap. I mean, why not? We should go cheap on everything, shouldn't we? My wife and I were looking for a sofa the other day at the local cheap store. And we bought stuff there before. And the stuff will last a while. But about, I don't know, golly, is it nearly 20 years ago now? Maybe a little less than that. When my wife did this amazing remodeling project that started out at X, and by the time it was finished, it cost me 10X. Well, it cost us 10X. Can you believe that? Yeah, it started out in the bedroom and it extended to the whole house. And then we got to the furniture. You may have heard me tell stories in the past about Susie, our decorator at the time. And if I had anything to decorate, I'd probably rely on her again. She's darn good. But Jeannie's also pretty good at this stuff, too. So Jeannie and Susie conspired to have a custom-made sectional or sofa sectional type thing. And it was absolutely stunning and gorgeous. And we still own it to this day, almost 20 years later. It cost us $9,000 freaking dollars. But still to this day, we have that. So now that we're in the process of moving for the second time in a couple of years, as we are experimenting with different houses, sizes, locations, and so forth, because in this downsizing mode, I've reported on it enough, you got to figure out where you want to live. So for a while, we moved out to the country, found that to be wonderful and gorgeous and beautiful, but too far away from the grandkids. So we moved within, I don't know, 5 minutes of most of them and 10 minutes from the others, maybe 15 max. And we found that location to be fantastic. The problem is the house is still a little tiny, you know, a tiny bit too small for us. And, you know, we have all the family over and so forth. So now we're moving into a place that has this monstrous family room area, and our wonderful sofa will fit just fine, but it's kind of old. So the decision is, do we keep the $9,000 sofa and just have it, or the sectional, it's enormous, just have it recovered. It will fit in this new area, or do we buy cheap? Because we know we're not going to probably stay in this house because eventually we're going to buy or build or whatever, right? So the question then is, do you do this and relate it to your investments? Do you go cheap? Or, which, by the way, is not bad. Buying a cheap sofa would be fine because it'll, you know, you could spend $1,000 instead of recovering the monster, the monstrosity that we have. And, you know, and spending, you know, $25 a yard for the fabric. I don't know what it costs for that stuff. But I think we're concluding staying with the quality is better because you could not rebuild what we built years ago for the same amount of money. Well, the same is true when it comes to your investment portfolio and the active share. There are people that have skills. And these are the three pillars that you're looking for: skill, conviction, and opportunity. So let's go through this, because as you evaluate your mutual funds, whether they be in your 401k plan or your money management firm, or if you're a DIY investor, you're going to want to know all about this. So let's talk about the three pillars of high-performing funds. Skill. Skill, obviously, is the ability of a manager to identify decent investment opportunities, not just investments that are outside of a benchmark. Remember what active share is. Active share measures the percentage of a fund's holdings that are different from the holdings of a fund's benchmark. And what Kremers and Petalisto discovered in their fine research report, which I've read cover to cover, it's kind of technical, but I have read it, is if you have different weightings than, say, the Standard & Poor's 500 index or any index for that matter, and you're not buying 500 stocks, you're buying a more concentrated position where you have conviction, those particular portfolio managers actually can and do beat the index, much to the chagrin of many other studies that have been done out there that say you ain't never going to do it. So when we come back, we will look at those three pillars: skill, conviction, and opportunity. Important stuff for you to know, in particular, if you want to evaluate how you're doing as a stock or mutual fund picker, or how your managers do it. What is their active share? Stick around. This is The Ray Lucia Show.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Doing that thing I do every day on the radio and television, nationwide and coast to coast. Welcome back to the Ray Lucia Show, where we help you make better money moves. That's what we're talking about today. In fact, the topic is active share. Do you know what that is? Have you ever evaluated your portfolio relative to its active share? Or is the money manager just basically looking at all the cool stocks in the index that have done well and hugging very, very close to them and charging you three or four or five times more than you'd pay for the index fund? I mean, that works out fine until, Facebook gets tagged with a huge loss because they're cheating or doing whatever it is they're doing. I might get a chance to talk a little bit about Facebook next hour. You know, there must have been a reason why I never jumped on the Facebook. I have one of those accounts, but I have no idea how to use it. And I have no interest in using it, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm not in business anymore. What do I care about, marketing a business opportunity? A lot of the stuff I get from Facebook is just goofy pictures and stuff. And I guess, my wife's on Instagram. She gets cute pictures from our grandkids and so forth. But I don't have the time to mess with that. I mean, even semi-retired, I'm too busy to mess with Facebook or Twitter or any of that other crap or stuff, I should say. Anyway, they're getting their comeuppance right now, so we'll see what happens. But active share measures the percentage of a fund's holdings that are different from the holdings of the fund's benchmark. So if you're a large cap fund or you've got a large cap portfolio, you want to compare your fund's holdings to, say, the Standard & Poor's 500 or the Wilshire, 5,000 or whatever, the broad stock market. So Kremers and Petelhisto created this. They did a big, huge published research study, and it can help whether you're an advisor or you're a consumer of financial data, or a do-it-yourself investor. It can help you distinguish between the actively managed funds that are primarily closet indexers and those that are truly active managed portfolios by skilled stock pickers. So there are three pillars. Skill is the first one. Obviously, the manager's ability to identify good investment opportunities, et cetera, et cetera. And funds that have a large or high active share but still underperform their managers clearly lack investment skill. Now, active share is not a measurement of skill. It's a measure of how distinct a portfolio is. So you got to start with somebody like a Bill Miller or whatever that has proven themselves as having skill in the stock picking department. The next one is equally important. Conviction. Is the manager willing to maintain their position for the long term? Facebook is another interesting example. You either have a conviction that that company is here for the long pull, or you don't. And so if you're in and out, in and out, in and out, trying to sell and buy based on whatever the short-term issues of the day are, then that's not necessarily conviction. Patience is one measure of conviction. It's hard to do in an impatient world like we're in right now. The best performing managers will also exhibit, they say in this study, the courage of their convictions, daring to be different, using strategies that are not easily replicatable. A manager may be right over 3 years, for example, but wrong for the next 6, 12, or 18 months. When I was in the biz, and people would call me, it didn't happen often, people would call me and say, what the heck happened? You know, XYZ, that fantastic money manager you picked, underperformed the market. And you know what? I usually had the answer, because I usually had a conversation with the money managers well in advance of that, because I was just as concerned as the investor was, because in most instances, I too invested in the same, I ate my, own cooking. And you know, if a person bought Microsoft or Facebook, use Facebook, person's in Facebook and Facebook, got creamed because of all this stuff that's going on with the quizzes and the stealing of data and all that stuff. But you still like the business model. Then you say to the individual, you know what? We have a conviction on Facebook. We believe their business model long-term is a great place to be, and the short-term fluctuation doesn't bother us. That's hard to do. Because obviously the best thing to do, especially before the end of the quarter, is to window dress your portfolio, dump the heck out of Facebook, so that when your customer, your client, your investor looks at your fund and fund performance, they say, see, my fund doesn't own Facebook because my guy's smart. Instead of your conviction saying, no, I'm going to own Facebook. And that particular individual probably bought it back 3 or 4 or 5 days into the new quarter, so it doesn't show up yet. That's an old trick. It's called window dressing. Conviction. How convicted is your manager to the stocks that they own? Also, if you own 1,000 stocks in your portfolio, if you build a portfolio filled with index funds, you will. It's going to be very hard to beat the market if your advisor is charging you more than, 5 or 10 or 15 basis points. Next to impossible. So concentration is also important. If you want to beat the market, if you want to own the market, then buy the index. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And then opportunity. Opportunity is the ability of managers to use their stock picking skills without constraints that could limit their ability to maintain a high active share. Opportunity is especially important, they claim, for large cap equity funds, because large cap funds with low active share tend to underperform. But large cap and small cap funds with patient strategies, remember that's conviction, and high active share outperform on average. Wow. I like outperformance, don't you? Well, check your funds and fund manager for active share. High is good, low is bad. All right, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, lesson plan number 2 of the day on behavioral biases. Probably the most important thing we could ever teach you about investing. That's coming up right here on the Ray Lucia program.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Yeah, back when I was in the investment management business, ran a pretty decent-sized company, by the way. I often thought that what I really needed was not more money managers and smart people that can pick stocks, etc. By the way, those people do come a dime a dozen. You can buy them. And some of them are really, really good, and some are average. But they're all smart. But I threatened to spend my money on a psychologist that could work not only with the clients of the firm, but with the advisors as well, because biases affect all of us. How we manage our biases may be the difference between being a successful investor and not. Timothy Hooker wrote about this not too long ago, about, I don't know, a couple weeks ago on CNBC. I pulled it out and hadn't had a chance to get to it. So now is the time. Behavioral finance, one of my favorite topics. It really is sort of studying the brain. Jason Zweig wrote a book on this. Many others have as well. Because investing, it's kind of like golf, you know, the Masters and so forth. Man alive, you get down there to those last few putts, and your mind can play all kinds of games with you. And if you can control your emotions, many times you can come out a winner. Behavior finance is the study of how economics and psychology intersect. You don't think there's a similarity there and a correlation to performance? There is. It helps us recognize the natural biases that we have that lead to making illogical and irrational decisions when it comes to our investment portfolio. And we all do it. How we manage it is key. So the ones I want to focus on today, four. Hot hand fallacy, regret aversion, confirmation bias, and hindsight bias. What's the hot hand? Here's what they say about it. The hot hand fallacy is the notion that because one has had a string of success, he or she is more likely to have continued success. And they cite an example. One study found that casino gamblers bet more after winning because they believed that their chance of winning again was greater than before. It's like flipping a coin. If you get three heads in a row, you quadruple down on your bet because you know a tails is coming up. But it's still a 50-50 shot, folks. The mind may be a terrible thing when it comes to investing. According to Investopedia, researchers on behavioral finance found that 39%, almost 40% of all new money committed to mutual funds went into the 10% of funds with the best performance the prior year. This is why mutual fund companies do a lot of incubation. They start a whole bunch of funds, and the ones that do really well, they keep and they merge the crappy ones into that fund. That's where survivorship bias comes in. That's for another show. Second bias, regret aversion. Some investors make decisions in a way that allows them to avoid feeling emotional pain in the event of an adverse outcome. None of us want to feel pain. Now, regret aversion motivates people based on two powerful emotions, fear and greed. And the theory of regret aversion, or anticipated regret, proposes that when facing a decision, individuals might anticipate regret and thus incorporate in their choice their desire to eliminate or reduce this possibility. Let me give you an example. An investor who fell victim to the dot-com bubble or the 08 financial crisis and sold their equities at the absolute worst time would feel anticipated regret if they were to think about reinvesting in the market. So their bias caused them to lose out on the future gains. So regret aversion means people avoid or delay making decisions that might lead them to suffering a loss. You've been there. Most of us have been there. You know, we missed the run-up, and therefore we won't invest the money because we fear the potential loss that comes with making a bad decision. So we sit on the sidelines only to see the market go up again and again and again, like it has the last 8 or 9 years. What about all those people that were waiting for the dip, and the dip never came until recently? And now people are scared to death. They don't want to go in because they fear another 700-point decline. So they leave their money in cash and earn nothing. Next, confirmation bias. So you're thinking of some investment idea. Maybe I ought to buy Facebook now because it's down. Okay. And then you start Googling it and asking around. And there's an equal number of negative comments as there are positive comments about owning Facebook, let's say at the time. And you're convinced you want to buy it, so you eliminate all the negative biases toward Facebook. All the people saying, yeah, they're going down the tubes because Congress is going to, you know, shut down their business model. I mean, you make stuff up. And you focus on all the people that say, yeah, now is a great time to be buying Facebook because you're buying it at a huge discount. You confirmed your own bias. It's a psychological phenomenon. And it occurs when investors filter out potentially useful facts that don't coincide with their own preconceived notions. We tend to gather confirming evidence when making investment decisions rather than evaluating all of the facts, all of the information available. By the way, you see this all the time in politics. Just turn on the cable channels, right? You know, Donald Trump, if you turn on CNN, 95% of the time they're beating him up. He's a moron. He's no good. He's unfit for office. And you turn on Fox, and I don't know if it's 95% of the time, but a high percentage of the time, the guy's a genius, and he's the best negotiator ever, and so forth. So those that love Donald Trump watch Fox, and those that hate Donald Trump watch CNN. Evaluate all of the facts when it comes to investing. Try to keep your emotions alive. Hold your emotions at bay. Finally, hindsight bias. Hindsight bias occurs when we look at the past and convince ourselves it was more predictable than it really was. You know, it's funny because, again, I hate to keep relating to when I was doing this for a living, but it's very instructive. People would come and I'd show them, you know, various diversified portfolios and money managers that I thought would do a good job, whether it's high active share or otherwise. And you know what the first thing they say? What's the track record? As if the past defines the future. I think it was Ibbotson that did that study once upon a time that looked at the hot hand, looked at the those funds that performed the best over the last 1, 2, or 3 years, and then looked at their performance going forward. I've had it happen to me. You got to be honest. You know, it's a lot easier to sell somebody on investing with you when you show them this stellar track record than not. But the past performance, as it says in the fine print, is no indicator of future results. Hindsight bias can have detrimental effects on one's finances or investment strategy. We tend to overestimate the accuracy of our past predictions, which leads to a false sense of security. I think this is really important stuff. Being aware of your biases, hot hands, regret, confirmation, and hindsight. There are more, but those are the four key biases that you need to learn how to manage if you want to be a successful investor. All right, we're going to come back with some emails here. RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Back at you right after these very important messages.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
I live alone and rarely have visitors.
So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, we got some email in the email bags. If you'd like to email me right now, do it. I'll probably get to it next hour, not this hour, because I've already got a bunch stacked up. RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. All right, we start today with Kirk. I work for a company and earn around $200K in sales. Wow, Kirk, that's pretty darn good, buddy. If I went independent, I think I could earn maybe 50 or 100K more. Whoa, boy. What are my trade-offs? Well, there are a lot. And some serious benefits as well. Speaking of benefits, that's probably the major trade-off. The fact that your employer right now is probably paying for health insurance for you and perhaps your family. So you've got to look at your health insurance, your paid days off or vacation pay when you're self-employed. Guess who pays you your vacation pay? There ain't no such thing, because they're not going to get a vacation. Not until you're super successful. And by the way, I'm like a serial entrepreneur. So for me, I love being self-employed. But people that say, well, I make $100,000 right now on salary, and I'm going to go independent, and I think in a couple of years I can get up to 120 or 130. That person, you know, you're doing it for the wrong reasons, pal. Now, in his case, if he can make an extra $100,000, I think there are some benefits. You know, I think the benefits where you can provide your own health insurance, you can do, health savings accounts and set aside a whole bunch of money. You can do your own solo 401k, defined benefit plans, et cetera, et cetera. And today, with this new 20% pass-through for small businesses, it's huge. I mean, if you make $200,000, you get to take 20% right off the top. That's a $40,000 tax write-off. Multiply $40,000 times your tax bracket, and that's how much you save just in federal taxes. So 200,000 times, say, 30%, that's $6,000 of tax savings right there. I've seen instances where individuals are going to save $15,000, $20,000, depending on your income. I would say, Kirk, that you're probably on the borderline with an extra $50,000. It probably does pencil out for you, and you'll have a lot more flexibility and a lot more control over your time. You'll have nobody to answer to, but it is no panacea. Of course, working for some, you know, schmo may not be a panacea either. So from my perspective, I'd probably do it. But I'm a serial entrepreneur. Now, my brother Joe, the exact opposite. The only fight we ever got into when we were younger was when I decided to quit teaching. You know, my wife was pregnant with what, number two? Quit teaching and go into the financial services business cold turkey. Didn't know a thing about it at age 24. The only fight we ever got in, he said it was an idiot, it was a moron, it was this, I was that. And he was probably right. He's way, way more conservative than me. Of course, about 20 years later, I hired him. And I think he's appreciative for that. So everything kind of works out. Alonzo, I have some old life insurance policies with some loans on them. I heard you say there's a tax bill if I cash them in. How can I figure out what that tax will be? Best way to do it, Alonzo, is contact the insurance company. Ask them what your basis is. Your basis is what you paid in over all those years in out-of-pocket costs. And it may also include, if it's a mutual company, the reinvestment of some taxable dividends, possibly. But they'll tell you what your basis is, and then you can calculate what your gain is by subtracting it from what the total value of the account is, including whatever loans that you have. I just did this recently, and the insurance company was very, very helpful. They sent me out a printout sheet, and it told me pretty much everything I needed to know. And some of these policies are quite old, by the way, about cashing them in and what the tax liability might be. So that's the way it works. Now, I have to tell you, depending on the type of policy that it is usually not a good idea. I know I said that I did it, but I know the ins and outs and the ups and the downs and the so forth, and my particular situation today is significantly different than it was 5, 6, 10 years ago. It is usually not a good idea to cash in older life insurance policies, especially if they're permanent policies from either a mutual company or a really good company. Because you may be earning something greater than you can earn in bonds after the cost of insurance. Now, if there's absolutely no need for the insurance, then you might consider it. You might also consider just selling the policy to somebody else, like a hedge fund, depending on the size of the policy. I'm sure you've seen these ads on television where they buy your life and you have a $500,000 policy and they'll give you, you know, $100,000 for it, even if it's term. I don't know if that's the number. Depends on your age and your health and so forth. But they're betting on you dying early or you dying on schedule and being willing to sell them the policy. So the best thing for you to do, Alonzo, is to hire somebody that knows what they're doing when it comes to this stuff. And if you are going to surrender any old life insurance policies and you still need the coverage, make sure you put the new coverage in force before you surrender the old ones, because you may find that you are uninsurable or not insurable at favorable rates, and you would have been better off, or your heirs would have been better off, if you just hung on to what you had. Okay, I'm out of time. If you want to email me, go to raylucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Tell your friends and neighbors to tune in mañana to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves, the Ray Lucia Show. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.